Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, fine.
Hello.
Welcome.
Okay, I'm done. And you're ready.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Okay. Hello. Welcome to the Comicast.
Hello. Welcome to Comicast.
I'm Liam.
I'm Craig.
And this is the Comicast. This is our interview special.
Yeah.
We're back with a vengeance.
We're back with interview specials.
So this week I went to talk to Pablo Maier, all the way from Brazil. Went to Brazil.
How was that?
It was good.
Was hot?
Yes.
Was there lots of hot Brazilians?
There was.
Was there any ugly Brazilian girls?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, they're all over here.
Yeah. So yeah, I met Pablo, who's an illustrator, graphic designer, and a comic book
guy.
He's in Dublin for the year to kind of brush up on his English.
Do I need to go to somewhere that's better English?
You'll find out in the interview. I ask him. Anyway, enjoy. You were born in Brazil.
Yeah, in Curitiba. It's a city of south of Brazil.
Okay. And what kind of comics did you like when you were a child?
I've read a lot of comics of Spider-Man and, you know, after I have grow up, I read some creators, Brazilian creators, you know, Laerte it's very famous in Brazil, this creator.
Were you always drawing comics and...
Yeah, I always draw. You know? my father is an artist too. You know? My father is a artist, painter.
Oh, okay.
In Brazil, and I always have art in my family. You know.
What did you study in college, or did you go to college, or?
No, I never.
So you were just self.
Yeah.
Taught.
Self,
wow, yeah. That's impressive. I was just reading about your comic book series, Brabos Comics?
Brabos Comics.
Brabos Comics.
Yeah.
tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, Brabos Comics is a comic strip I make for newspapers in Brazil. No, and I make some comics for Mad Magazine in Brazil.
Oh, okay.
Brazilian Mad Magazine. For... Who went to know? It's some magazines too in Brazil.
Yeah, yeah.
I always make Brabos Comics. It's not the name of the series.
Okay, what kind of comics are they? Are they, are they serious? Are they funny kind of comics?
Yeah, always funny.
Okay.
All funny. No, I don't make a serious continuous, you know. It's, mm-hmm. Each comic is... It's comics, you know?
Yeah, just one kind
this
of
one,
gag.
I like this way.
What kind of influences do you have? Who do you like? Who does those kind of?
Oh, a lot of creators. the most are Brazilians, you know, but I like a lot of Mike Mignola. And I don't know. Let's see. And I guess, I always forget when asking.
But a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of, all day I see a lot of artists, you know, it's very crazy.
And you also do illustration work.
Yeah, in Brazil I make a lot of illustrations for newspapers and magazines. This is the thing of I catch money this way, you know.
Yeah.
It's comics is too, but not enough for a living.
Yeah, it's not as you can't earn enough from just the comics.
Yeah.
The Brazilian comic book scene, you know, you were saying to me earlier that it's quite big.
Isn't big, but it's grow up.
It's getting bigger.
Yeah. Have a lot of creators and all. It's a lot of good creators. I guess it's a good market, you know. It's.
What's the attitude towards comics? You know, the way, like, is it the same in Brazil the way it would be here, where not everybody would love comics? Is it only a small amount of people who?
Yeah, this is the problem of Brazilians, you know. I don't know if maybe the people are knowing comics now, you know. Now in Brazil, the comics are begin appear, you know, for the people.
Yeah.
The people are interesting now for comics, you know. In the past, have sometimes have great creators, you know, and after the marketing. Almost disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And now the market is growing. Again.
This you were showing me. Let's see this graphic novel here.
Yeah.
So, tell me a bit about this.
Yeah. This graphic novel I have made in 2008. And it's about the name is The House Next Door.
Okay.
In Portuguese. It's about a mysterious house in the street, and two kids disappear in that house, and the father of one kid.
Yeah.
And we'll try found the kid. It's a mystery and have a lot of a little fun, and, you know.
And you worked on this with
Diogo Cesar. Diogo Cesar have written the history. We make together, but the history we make together, but he.
The
history, and I draw, but now I'm doing a comic, a long comic, for a publishing, Brazilian publishing, but it's with other guy too.
Oh, okay.
Ricardo Gesset, it's a Brazilian writer.
Okay.
And we have doing together a new comic, you know.
Yeah.
Big comic.
And would you just spend hours drawing?
Yeah, all day.
All day.
Hours doing. First, I draw with a pencil, you know, I think about the page, you know, and make with pencil, and after I do ink.
Mm-hmm.
After I scan the page, and all the colors I make in the computer in Photoshop.
Yeah, so yeah.
Kind of.
And do you prefer that to just drawing it, you know, just, do you like working with computers in your
make? Just for color, I prefer drawing with my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And the paper, because in computer I lost the size of things, you know.
Yeah.
A small thing.
The perspective. And
yeah. Small thing is big or small. You know, I'm confusing.
Yeah. And this anthology, You would tell me a little bit about this. This is a Brazilian anthology, is it?
Yeah, with it's for Maurício de Souza is a famous comic creator, Brazilian comic creator. And he have a lot. He has a lot of characters, and this anthology is 50 artists, Brazilian artists, make some history with the characters, his character.
Yeah. You know?
And I've made a comic, 5 pages.
And this is brand. This is just published. Was it? This is brand new.
Yeah, new, and have published in 1 month ago. It's very new.
there's a lot of comics creators here who like to work on silent comics, so comics that don't have any words or text, they're only pictures, because you know, because they can go internationally. So there's a few Irish creators who like just doing that. Is that something you would like to do, or would you think?
I love writing. I don't know. I really like writing histories. You know, it's dialogue.
Dialogue, yeah.
Yeah, I love this this thing. No, I can't. Without dialogue, you know. But I can try.
You've started to translate some of your comics on your website. How are you finding that, or how are you going about that?
Yeah, it's because I'm here and I need show my comics for other people around the world. I'm trying translating my comics, but it's a lot of wrong things. I try. Some people help me translate. You know.
They seem good. I was reading some of them last night on the website, and they seem perfect.
I write them better than I speak. Obviously. I really would like to do publish my comics in the big market. You know, it's a dream. You know?
Yeah,
it's my dream. But maybe some solo comics. You know, graphic novel, big graphic novel. No, I'm doing now. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So you're already. You're already there.
It's one thing.
One thing at a time.
Wait,
you were telling me that you were you've done an online comic for Top Shelf. That's pretty big. Tell me about that. What's the story? Or
it's about this is story have in my blog, you know, but in Portuguese. I translate for English and send for his, and they love it, and we'll publish in the site in the next week, I guess. It's about I have
to.
I can
definitely.
It's about E.T. Coming in the earth and destroying everything, you know? I like this kind of thing. I've made a comic, 5 pages, for anthology. Mm-hmm. Brazilian anthology. This anthology will
be in
USA the next year.
I'll be published in the USA.
Yeah. I'm really, really sorry about my English.
It's fine. All right, well, Pablo, thank you very much for talking to us, and best of luck in the future.
Okay, thank you.
That was informative.
Yes.
He sounds like a pleasant chap.
He is. I just felt bad that my English is so poor that I couldn't really help him that much. As I was saying to you before, I was doing that thing of doing the gestures, while trying to say things. If he said he couldn't understand, I was, doing those awful
pulling your ear and stuff, but it not making any.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense doing that kind of.
It was just confusing him more.
Yeah, the kind of whole sign language thing. Yeah. But yes. His comics are great, by the way. Do check out, his...
Does he have a website?
He does have a website, which is bravoscomics.com. It's linked up there on the site anyway. But his stuff is great. His stuff is really great. I'm really impressed. And the comic strip kind of stuff, he was showing me... He's got this strip that he does in the newspaper, as he was saying, that's kind of like Owen Ryan's Space Avalanche, but he's got about 700 of these strips, and they're just like, I was just going through them, and he had them on his laptop. They're not really all online, because, you have to translate them or whatever, but they're amazing. Yeah. They're so good. But anyway, check out his stuff. Give him a job. Crying out loud.
Yeah. We should become like the, maybe we could hire him as like the Comicast's in-house artist.
What would it, he would sketch us as we, it'd be like those courtroom sketches. That'd be great.
That would be so good. It would really be like the same image over and over again. Me and you sitting across from each other, an ironing board in between us.
Amazing.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, join us in
2 weeks where we'll be reviewing some comics we've been reading. Then we'll have some news. Maybe we'll have some other surprises. See you in 2 weeks.